Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Tanya, at Florida Girl FM. Good morning. Good morning. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Let's keep in mind, though, guys, the holiday season is a little different than normal. The COVID virus is still out there, and the numbers are still climbing. So keep safe by not going or having huge family gatherings, okay? Unlike Cardi B, the 28-year-old rapper for the famous song that's now hitting worldwide with WAP, she tweeted about her family gathering and ended up having to apologize about it. And her tweet goes, 12 kids and 25 adults over the holidays. It was lit. So she caught a lot of backlash about that tweet itself. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with her having her family and her big, huge mansion that she recently brought. But at the same time, we are in a pandemic and we're trying to keep safe. So she had to retweet and she apologized, saying, "Sorry, my bad. Wasn't trying to make nobody feel bad. I just had my family in my home for the first time, and it felt so good and uplifted me. I spent so much money getting everyone tested, but it felt worth it. I wasn't trying to offend no one." So, you guys, she didn't mean any harm. She just got a little overexcited and just went, you know, crazy like we all do when we have our new stuff and we want to show it off and we want to, you know, let our family know how well we're doing. And, you know, and plus they probably want to come and see it anyway. So, you know, being that she's a celebrity, she's always traveling and she's always doing things, she doesn't have time for family sometimes. So this was like the perfect opportunity. Well, it wasn't in a way, but thank God she had the money to get everyone tested to make sure everybody was good, and that's a good thing, okay, guys? So, moving on, we're going to get on to our topic for today. Hey, everybody out there, to all my great listeners, here it is, you guys. We are one step away from 2021. I know you guys are very excited about that, just like how I am. I know you're cheering right now. I can feel it. But because 2021, my senior would be crossing the stage, if there is one. And I will be sending my baby off into this world. I mean, what could I say? You know, like, I'm kind of like excited, but kind of sad inside. I don't know what to be at this point. But I guess when the time comes, the real true feelings will come about. Now, I know as a mother, I have a mother, and I'm pretty sure it was really hard for her. I don't know. She doesn't show it, you know, because when it was time for me to go, she was like, okay, you know, like it was no shocker to her. But the only difference with this is he's a male, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of single females out there that are raising their males, their boys, their men. They're boys to men, you know, and that was a group back in the day. I know, it's kind of corny, but anyhow, so what I am trying to get everybody out there to understand is that it was quite a ride. It was an adventure. It still is an adventure. Now, when he was a child, it was so easy. It was easy as changing diapers, getting his bottle, making sure he doesn't do anything wrong, you know, make sure he doesn't bump his head and all those great things, and baby him, of course. But now I am in the teenage stage. He's 17 years old, and you know what all comes along with that. I'm pretty sure you guys know. You guys remember when you were 17, if you remember, I don't know. Because the time goes by so quickly, especially when you have children. Now, he's not my only child, but he's my firstborn, and he's my baby boy. Even though he does not want me to say that, so shh, don't tell him. Okay, so let's get to this topic that I'm on. Women raising young men. I'm going to say young men. Because I don't want to think of him as a man, you know, an older man, you know what I'm saying? Even though my family's like, you gotta stop babying him. I was like, okay, I'm trying not to. But it's so much out in this world and it's so much against him. And I keep trying to, you know, educate him on that. I try to get him to acknowledge that. So being that, you know, raising a young man on my own, it was kind of a struggle, a venture. It was curious sometimes. It was anger sometimes. It was confusion sometimes. It was, you know, and when I say confusion, meaning, am I doing this right? Am I doing it wrong? I mean, it was a lot of doubt. And I, if you listen to my podcast on doubt, you would understand that, yeah, raising kids in this century. And not only that, raising them now has changed since then, you know. And I try to do things that I see my mom do for my brother, you know. And some of that works and some of it doesn't, because he kind of reminds me of my brother. So I sometimes name him, you know, my brother's name, DeAndre. And he hears that a lot. It doesn't bother him because he's like, that's my favorite uncle. Hey, what the heck, you know. So being that he's a senior, yes, he does have a career choice. He's planning on to serve for the military. Yeah, I know everybody's looking down on it. But if you think about it, with all the craziness that goes on in this wicked world, I just did not want to bring my children to this wicked world, but they came. And I had a choice, but I didn't. I chose the right way. You know, I chose to keep them and raise them through all this craziness, you know. And for those people who can't have kids, I'm pretty sure they would have made the same choice if they were able to, you know. But it would have been better if we had the fairy tale life of a family and a picket fence and a house. But in reality, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. And for those people who don't know how it is to have a single parent, it's rough. It's tough. And they pull all types of things out of the bag, you know. And some of the stuff that me and him went through, it has been a toll on me. Some days I cry and some days I toughen up. And that's what it's all about, because you're raising a boy. You have to be a little bit tough. I've spoke to women that have boys and I'm like, how do you do it? You know, like, you know, if one of them bump their head, oh, they get up and they wipe it off. You never baby them, you know, and or, you know, like, how do you deal with the girlfriend thing? Well, you know, I set my boundaries, my rules, and you know, they follow, either they follow or they get bopped, you know, and that's what I'm up against right now, you know, because he's had the heartache. Is he active sexually? I don't know, and I'm not trying to figure it out, and I'm not wanting to know. Okay, I kind of do, but I don't, if you know what I mean, because it saves me the insanity of going crazy knowing that my son is out here doing stuff, you know. But he knows his mom's standards. There is no other child that comes in this home, if you know what I mean, and he's my baby, and that's how I want to keep him. So I don't want him to have another baby. So, or any baby, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said another baby, because he doesn't. So, continuing on with this, me rambling on about me and him, you know. But it's a challenge, you know. And you have to make the right decisions as a mother to get them through things. Like, you know, when his first time that I showed him how to go potty, you know. And, you know, I was trying to show him how to do it like, well, he is a boy. It's kind of hard as a female to show them. And I've also asked a lot of mothers about that just as well. And it's like, yeah, we had to teach them the way we do it, you know, and hope that somehow they'll see it and imitate it somewhere else, you know. And my brother, honestly, yet again, he's in this picture again, that he was very upset about it. About me showing him how to sit down and go and use the body. But we've tried the other way and it was kind of hard. But now that he's 17, he does know how to do it. And he's okay with that. He's okay with, you know, having to learn from others, you know, and having to imitate it from others. And it was fine. Even he was fine with the way I showed him, you know. Because sooner or later they have to, you know, if you know what I mean. So, the reason why my brother wasn't able to be in the picture, because he's no longer with us, but his father hasn't been in the picture because he can't get his life together. And I'm pretty sure I don't want to, you know, sound a horrible baby mother, but it didn't work out well. And he understood it. But the thing about it is, it took a village to help me raise this 17-year-old. And without his father, yes, it was a struggle of him identifying himself. And when I say identifying himself, I mean finding out what a man does and what, you know, what's the difference between a man and a boy and, you know, what it's like to grow up as a man. I have a nephew. He's 18 now. Him also didn't have his father quite in his life, but he had a piece of his father, you know, and things, you know, don't work out. It just doesn't. But he told me one day that he wants to be a man when he grows up. And I said, no matter what, honey, you're going to be one, you know, and you just keep doing what you're supposed to do. So to me, since we're talking about, you know, what I feel is a man to me is someone strong, heroic, and is a provider and a protector. You know, with all those things, I feel like that's what a man is. You know, I've looked it up on, I've Googled it and everything to see the definition of it. And all I have gotten was a male human being. That's all I have gotten. And I don't know if you guys would get anything different. If you do, please hit me up and let me know the real meaning of a man. And yeah, just hit me up and let me know, you know, because that's kind of weird. So I also got real men and different slangs for men and all that stuff. So, yeah, Google hasn't been helpful on that point there. But, yes, it took me, my mom, my sisters, my son's father's great mother, his grandmother, which is my son's great grandmother, and his aunt and his grandmother, which is his dad's mom, to raise him. Yes, I know it sounds crazy because it's all females. Well, in my household, as I grew up, like I said, I grew up with a single mother. Not always had it been that way. She was once upon a time married. I did have that in my life up until I was 12. I had her married, you know, to my sister's father. And they was married for quite a long time, you know. But it didn't work out, like always. So with that, we began to learn different things. And being that I'm a female, it was a little bit easier for me. Because I had my female, my mom, in my life. But my brother didn't. He had his father in and out. So it was like his foot was one foot in and one foot out, like they say. So I've only picked up how my mom did things. And then my mom learned as she was doing it. And she passed it off to me to learn how to do it and to get it going, you know. But now that he's 17, it's a little bit struggle. Now that it's a different, time, it seems like everything has changed. These kids are a little bit more different. You know, they got social media, they got YouTube, they've got all these platforms and stuff. And not only that, they have all these people showing them different things, you know. And some little guys out here right now with single parents or single mothers, they're learning stuff from the streets, you know, and they're learning how to carry guns, and they think that's what makes them a man, you know. And some of them think that being on a woman makes them a man, or some of them think doing, you know, excuse my language, hoish things makes them a man, but it doesn't. But see, that goes to show that there was no way of raising them the right way. No one there to show them, you know. So being that, I've done the best I could, you know. And being that he wants to go to the service, I feel like it's really good. Because the people in there and the way the service is built, it's going to teach you and show you and break you down and build you back up. To show you how to become a man or be a man or be whatever it is, to be that responsible adult. And also it has the learning and the tools that you're going to need to get through life. Even though I've heard other stories, but my sister has been in the service for going on 17 years. Because she went when he was born. And it's my baby sister. And she has been in the service for a while. So I'm pretty sure she's not going to tell him anything that he doesn't, you know, supposed to, what she's not to do and what he's to do. She knows the pros and cons of it. And she's working, you know, to work on him to get him through it. You know, so if you are like me, a single mom, and you don't know what else to do, I suggest you get into these single mom groups or get these mother groups or talk to other mothers that are going through the same thing that you have or you're going through. And they can probably give you some talks on it and help you get through it, because that's what I do. I look for reality. I need reality. I don't need a book, you know, because a book gonna tell you things, but it's gonna tell you the perfect way. It don't tell you the imperfections of what it's like to be a mom, you know, or being a single mom, you know. So motherhood is really hard, and for those who skip out on these mothers, it's even harder, you know, especially when you have children from guys that aren't really men. You know, they didn't have their dads in their life, so they don't even know. So, yeah, so I just want to say thank you for all the single moms out there that has, you know, pulled together and helped each other out. And for the ones that are raising men on their own and they've gotten them off to a great career or a great start, because I haven't heard not so many stories that, you know, don't come out good. I've heard majority of stories where their kids are doing great and doing whatever, you know. So I don't think it really bothers them if it's a man or woman that raises them, you know. And some of them do, and they take it to heart, you know. And they wear their, you know, they have depression, they have problems, they have issues, and we all need to get together and come together. Maybe that's what I'll do. Start a podcast with all the single mothers, you know. And, you know, we'll come together and give more advice and insight on what's going on in the world with all these kids that's out here. Because it's like crazy out here, you know. And the majority of these kids that are in and out of jail and doing crazy stuff out in the streets is coming from the home first. You got to remember, it comes from home first. That's where it starts from. That's where it starts at. And that's where it ends at. All right. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for stopping in. Stopping in and listening in on me. I thank you for your support. I thank you for everything. And I hope you have a great holiday. And I'll be talking to you soon. All right. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.